the great, wonderful Rosemary Clooney, who covered up the sounds of a passing train. And now we have some guests in our studio. We have today Brenda Adams and Peter Servi. Brenda is the executive director of Columbia County Habitat for Humanity, and Peter is the president of the board. And now we are all together now. You're live. Brenda, I asked you here because I got a card in the mail, because I'm on your mailing list, which I used to do a lot of work on when I was a volunteer there. And you're having an event, and I really wanted you to talk about the event and the work that's going on with Columbia Habitat for Humanity and the projects that you're doing. And Peter is here, and let's have a conversation.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us and this opportunity to be here. And we are having a fabulous event called Rooted in Community. And Peter, along with his duties as board president, is also co-chair of this event. So I'm going to hand the mic over to Peter to give us an overview of the event.
Well, first of all, personally and on behalf of the board, Matt, thank you for giving us this time to
talk a
little bit about.
As soon as I got the card, I thought, I have to have them here.
Well, you know, you actually are typical of the sort of person who makes Habitat happen. It's all about volunteers and giving, and that's really sort of the basis of, or the theme of what this event is. As you know, and for people who aren't familiar, the name of the event is Rooted in Community. And this is basically what that means is it encompasses everything that has to do with community and what keeps us together as a community. That is our neighbors, our churches, the schools we go to. It's all tied together. So what we tried to do with this particular event is bring it all together into a neighborhood theme. And that is sort of the theme of this event, so that the feeling, hopefully, that you will get at the event will be going to a neighborhood block party or barbecue or whatever. There's going to be a lot of things going on. This event is really is a departure for us from recent events.
Yes, I noticed that.
It's very exciting. Not that our past events haven't been wonderful, but this is really going to be you're going to be involved in this. There's going to be a live band with dancing, music that you can dance to for us older folks. So there will be, you know, waltzes.
How did we get here?
We got here.
And
so
two
we
might steps.
We'll make the best of it. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. But in addition to that, one of the departures is, as opposed to in the past, it's been sort of a sit-down dinner and people have been pretty much stationary. This event, people are going to be moving around a lot. There's going to be a lot to do. We're going to have certainly, it's the highest sort of end cocktail party that you will ever go to. So it's going to be wonderful cocktails, which if we have time, I'll go into later. But all good alcohols will be represented. So
excellent.
Yes, and of course, and if I have time, I'll touch on the menu because that's very exciting also, and that is also very eclectic. I mean, there's something for everybody in the menu. So what the evening is going to consist of is basically, you know, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, dancing. We're going to have a pop up shop from our restore. And I'm not sure if everyone listening is totally familiar with the Habitat for Humanity, and maybe at some point
we should. No, I would like to.
Talk about that too. Because I'm going on about the event, but if people
that's a good idea. Let's put it into some context.
Yes,
the event and Habitat for Humanity and what it is doing here in Columbia County and what it is doing nationally, because I get, I believe it's Jimmy Carter who founded Habitat for Humanity. Am I right?
That's a beloved anecdote, but it's not quite accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
He joined Habitat, or he volunteered for Habitat, when it was a nascent, a new coming organization.
Okay.
So many people associate President Carter with
yes.
with the founding, but in fact he's been active for some 30 of the 40 years that Habitat's been in existence, and he still manages to sponsor and to participate in the Carter Build project annually, mm-hmm. which this year will be in Montreal. But I did see him speak a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta, both he and his wife, and they are already gearing up and getting ready for the next build. So
fabulous.
So, but before we leave the event, I just want to make sure that we mention that the date of the event is Thursday, May 11th. It's from 6 to 9 o'clock. It's at the Hudson Lodge. And that you can find out more about the event by going to Rooted in Community, which is the event name, .eventbrite.com. Or you can also call the Habitat office.
Okay. And what's the number at the Habitat office?
Which is 518-828-0892.
Okay.
And kind of emphasis or the starting point for this event was the fact that a year ago we decided to increase our capacity to build more homes, and we had built 18 homes in 23 years. We'd seen the number of applications for Habitat housing at least in Hudson quadruple, and we felt that for every family we were serving, we were leaving other families behind. So we started to kind of reach out and expand our view not only of the community but also of Hudson, and to talk to people about what their views and their imaginings for what Habitat could be in their community. And we've met a lot of interesting young people, and among them were Tracy Martin and Allison Matheny, who helped us put together this event in Hudson. But we have currently two houses under construction in Valencia. There are fifth and sixth houses in partnership with Barlas Wedlick Associates, which has a Hudson office, as you may know.
Mm-hmm.
And Barlas Wedlick introduced us some years ago to passive house construction. So these will be not only our fifth and sixth houses with them, but also our fifth and sixth passive houses. And in the intervening months, we have, through additional outreach and making new friends in the community, we've acquired a property for rehab in New Lebanon, which we hope to do this summer. We have also held a community meeting and an organizational meeting for a new kind of Habitat build called the Ankrum Rural Build, which we are working with the owners now to get the approvals for building in Ankrum, and we hope to eventually build a house or two houses in Ankrum. And we're in serious conversation with two other municipalities for property in those areas. So I think that with the renaissance of young people coming to Columbia County who can have the opportunity to work out of their homes or to work remotely from their jobs, the housing crunch is becoming more identifiable. People can see that it's very difficult to find entry-level housing or prices or, you know, an entry-level mm-hmm. price for a home. And then at the same time, with some of the development that's taking place in our hamlets and villages, working families are being priced out of those hamlets and villages. And I think there's a greater awareness now that it's important for people to be able to live where they work and where their children go to school, because those people are the fabric of the community. They participate in the community in other ways. So we've been very encouraged by the responses we've gotten to increasing our capacity to build more houses, and we're looking forward to building more broadly in Columbia County.
Okay. I'm here talking with Brenda Adams and Peter Servi. Brenda is the Executive Director for Columbia County Habitat for Humanity, and Peter Servi is the President of the Board. And how long has Habitat for Humanity been here in Columbia County?
This is our 24th year. And in fact,
wow.
as you might imagine, we're already beginning to think about what a good party we can have for our 25th
anniversary. Fifth
anniversary,
yes, absolutely.
So this is a platform for
yes.
next year.
Yeah. Yes, well, you'll be back again next year, I hope.
Well, thank you
with
very
me.
Much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So the event that you're having is going to support all the wonderful builds that you're doing here in Columbia County. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that I'm also impressed by the fact that you also have Restore, which is a place where I have picked up some things, and it's it's open to the public. It's on Route 66. And it's open what days, Brenda and Peter?
Well, the Restore actually, up until a couple of years ago, Restore was just open on Fridays and Saturdays. Due to tremendous efforts from donors, volunteers, everyone, we are now open starting Tuesday afternoons through Saturday.
Wow.
So, we have a great coverage in that respect. The Restore itself has physically grown by a third, so we have a third more square footage. We have, additional staff. We have a very ambitious building program, and it takes a lot to feed the beast.
Yes.
So the Restore does play a rather significant role in that. To be specific, last year, Brenda, was, I think $100,000 was
contributed
by the Restore.
Wow.
Towards the builds. With the new program, which is, and I think Brenda touched on that, which is 30 by 20, that's 30 houses by 2020. It's ambitious.
And very.
It's going to take a lot of events and a lot of donations and a lot of everything. So basically, if you've not been to the Restore, you certainly owe it to yourself to come. There is something for everyone. You may not find what you're looking for the first or second time around, but eventually, and even if you don't find something you like, you'll end up going out with something that you never knew you needed.
Yes.
So, it's fun shopping, we look for help in the Restore from different sectors. We need donations. We need shoppers. We need volunteers. And these are the things that, going back again to the theme of rooted in community, these are the community factors that help make Restore, that help make the Habitat, that help make our communities grow and become, better. So the Restore is just really, it's a wonderful place. I think most people who come there, even if they don't end up finding anything, they've had a good, 15 or 20 minutes or half hour just roaming around.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
It is wonderful to just go through there.
It is.
And we also have what we call the first day people that come back every week at Tuesday at 2 o'clock because they know that we've been picking up and people have been dropping off, and they want to have the freshest selection of what's just come through. And the other loyal group is the Restore groupies, and they go from Restore to Restore to Restore. So we know what's happening in Kingston. We know what's happening in Poughkeepsie. We know what's happening in Albany or Pittsfield. And we just love it when somebody says, you have the best Restore of all. We love your staff. We love your selection. And I think that goes back to community as well, because so much of the work that's done at Restore is done by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So how they approach the work, how they approach the customers, what the store looks like, is all a reflection of the volunteers, their input, their imagination, and their inspiration. So that's why I think it's such a great store, because we have such great local people working in the store.
I would just like to mention that one of the events at Rooted in Community will be a Restore pop-up shop.
Okay.
So you will be able to spend money. We're really selecting some of the nicest items from the Restore to be represented at the event. So you'll be able to shop and maybe come home with a new treasure.
And the event that Peter Servi is talking about is going to be happening on May 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Hudson Lodge. For those who don't know where it is, it's on Union Street in the 600 block.
601, yes.
601. It's a wonderful facility.
And we're going to use it all.
That's great.
Not just the meeting hall at the back. We have the event planned so that you're going to circulate through all of those beautiful rooms in the old house.
And that's wonderful. And so, Peter, let's talk. You wanted to talk a little bit about the menu and the cocktails.
I think that this is.
I think that's great.
This is important. And so, first of all, let me mention that the event is being catered by Mara Simon Catering. And what she has done has put together sort of an international menu with some very lovely cocktails. I'll just touch on a couple items, you know, on the menu. The one item which I thought was exciting is grilled shishito peppers. They're done with sea salt and sumac and tahini, and that sounds very lovely. And then there is lemongrass chicken satays. Of course, you know, you have to have salmon cakes, mini salmon cakes. Anyway, there's probably 10 or so cocktail items.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not cocktail, but
food items.
Food items. And then on the cocktails, you know, just now pay close attention to this because these are really very exotic. But there's, first of all, there would be the classic margarita. You know, you can't do without that. And then a classic gin and tonic to start the summer with.
Those are very classic.
Absolutely. And then something called an Irish mule, which is whiskey, ginger beer, and mint. And then finally, a vodka lemonade with Saint-Germain vodka, basil leaf, scotch, and rum. I hope you have a designated driver.
I will be taking a taxi to and from.
And I'm sorry, there's also will be wines.
And beer.
And beer.
And why it's important, you know, one of the reasons that we selected the caterer is because she uses local purveyors. And so we have provisions coming from the Berry Farm, the Chisholm Farm, Old Chatham Sheep Herding Company, the Faso Farm, Hawk's Roost Farm, Rock City Mushrooms, and the Poughkeepsie Farm Project. So you can expect that all of the food will be, much of the food will be fresh and local.
Great.
Again, another part of our neighborhood, all of
yes,
these wonderful
all,
purveyors all, in our neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So,
and, I'm sorry. You forgot my favorite part, which is dessert. We have ice cream by Lick. Lick is going to be there. And the cocktails and wines, I think there's a name for for what Peter was describing as the special drinks. I think they're now called signature events. We learned as part of this process that events now have signature cocktails. So we have so we have our own. We feel like we're growing up here. We have signature
cocktails. I like that term.
Okay, and so the beer will be by Chatham Brewery, and we have wonderful flowers coming from Flowers by Flowerkraut, which everybody in Hudson knows. So, and their complement is the music will be by Chops and Sauerkraut. Kraut seems to be a recurring theme these days in many circumstances. So a lot of local people contributing to this, to the design and the good eats of this event.
I just want to add just another thing about the two girls who have been so supportive and so helpful in this whole process. This is Tracy Martin and Allison Matheny. Their organization, their company is called Keep It Best.
Yes.
Keep It Best. And they're relatively new to the area, but they are a sensation. They recently did a promotion for Planned Parenthood at the Blue Plate, which was very successful. And they, I just can't begin to thank them enough for all they've done in helping us with this event. But just so you know a little bit about them, they are a creative and branding studio operating in Hudson and apparently in Brooklyn as well. So they design, they market, you know, they do it all. And they really have been unbelievably helpful in putting this together. So you'll get to, and I hope you will all come, you'll get to meet them at the event. The other thing that they've primarily put together, which is a wonderful idea, and, you know, it's kind of integral to the event, is this is the first publication of the Columbia County Habitat Herald, which is a newspaper. That will be passed out to everyone who attends. And in the newspaper will be literally everything pertaining to the evening, the program, the menu, the maps of, you know, where to get this, that, the other thing, where to go shopping, where to eat, where to do whatever. And then just a lot of, you know, informative things that about Habitat, about our families. We have five families that are profiled both in the newspaper and in the
on site.
And for those of you who really are not that familiar with Habitat, just reading these stories really personalizes it. You'll mm-hmm. get really what we do affects these families mm-hmm. and how it changes their lives in a very positive way.
And right there, I'd like to take just a moment break as we've gone past the half an hour, and I just want to remind people that they're listening to WGXC, Acre, Claverick, Ghent, Coxsackie, Catskill, all the towns and hamlets of Columbia and Greene County. And our guests today are Brenda Adams and Peter Servi. Peter is the president of the board for Columbia County Habitat for the Humanity, and Brenda is the executive director. And you're right, the stories, the people make it very real.
You know, absolutely. I mean, the people are really, you know, what it's all about. So there's two things I'd like to emphasize. One is that this is rapidly being sold out. So, you know, don't wait. It's May the 11th. It's going to be here the next time you blink your eyes. You know, you can call it reserve or you can go through. Is it
Eventbrite.
But don't wait until the day of, because, you know, what we're afraid of is that there's going to be lines of people waiting, you know, to write their checks and to come in and register. And we'd like to avoid that. So
can I give you my credit card right now?
Can we take
as soon as we're off the air?
All right. No, we can't do it while we're tethered.
No. But Peter's right. We also want to let the purveyors know what the numbers are so that we can make sure that everybody's well fed.
And the train has gone by, and we're coming back with Brenda Adams and Peter Servi, both from Columbia County Habitat for Humanity. And while we were listening to the wonderful Ella Fitzgerald, we were also talking about what a fun night this is going to be.
Yes, and there's one very important factor that I failed to mention, and this is really, it's an exciting part of the evening. We have put together a silent auction that is really going to be fabulous, with everything from overnight stays in local B&Bs, gift certificates to a wide selection of restaurants, wine baskets from, you know,
you may.
Yeah. Okay. So there's everything from, you know, wine baskets, food purveyors, jewelry stores. You know, I mean, I could mention a few. Van Alstyne's Jewelry in Chatham, the Chatham wine and liquor store in Chatham, Karen, Berry Farm. Bimmy's Cheese in Chatham, the Old Country Store in Old Chatham, Bread Alone. What are some of the
A long others? List of Hudson restaurants.
A long list of Hudson.
Yeah,
and Rivertown Lodge and William Farmer mm-hmm. have both donated
right.
overnight stays.
That's
so,
right.
a little something for everyone.
Everybody. It sounds like everybody in the community is coming out to support this event.
Well, you know what's interesting, and without exception, everyone, not just that I approached, I mean, a lot of people, you know, are working on the silent auction. And to my knowledge, no one has gone away empty-handed. No one, everyone who was approached has contributed something.
That's wonderful.
It is. I mean, that really.
I think it's also a recognition of the work that you're doing, and that people see the work that you're doing, and think about you. I mean, I go down Columbia and I see the houses that you've built there, and I, of course, I think of you and realize that you're doing something significant for the community.
Well, and I love working in the ReStore. I have this, I have a bad habit. I like to move things around. So near the end of the day, you can often see me moving things around in the ReStore. And
she's
I love
a frustrated mover.
So it's great.
A frustrated decorator, perhaps.
No, I think that's closer to
clearly,
it.
Clearly.
But in any
case, got a great eye.
But it's great when someone comes up to me and I say, "Oh, I know you. Didn't you work on the Mill Street house?" And then they very proudly tell me exactly what they did and which family they worked for. So I think that the volunteers who work on the construction site or at ReStore take something away with them that they can, you know, carry in their heart that helps them remember not only the work we do, but the experience they had that day as being, you know, being part of the community.
Now, if you want to volunteer, how do you volunteer?
Oh, you can volunteer two ways. You can go to our website and there and just, you know, follow the menu, push the different buttons. Or you can go to volunteer at ColumbiaCountyHabitat.org and send an email to our volunteer coordinators and they'll get back to you. Or you can just pick up the phone and call us at 518-828-0892. And we'll get back to you really quickly because I think Peter mentioned, you know, we have a very small staff at the ReStore. The majority of the work that's done to make it what it is done by volunteers. And it's an equivalent at the construction site. Well, the code-related items are subcontracted out. All of the rest of the construction and the landscaping is done by volunteers, so we're quick to snatch up a new person if they're interested in working with us.
Yeah. And again, this is WGXC, and we're talking with Peter Servi and Brenda Adams of Columbia County Habitat for Humanity. I think one of the things that makes this area so incredible is the amount of volunteerism that is happening for organizations such as yourself or for the radio station, because this station is programmed by 100-plus volunteers who range in age from 9 to 86.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of, I don't know that I could be misinformed, but I don't think there's a lot of other parts of the country that are quite as vibrant as this two-county area seems to be.
Well, I don't know if we're, you know, typical, atypical, whatever, but one of my favorite sort of stories relating to this is on the build site, you know, where you go and hammer nails and paint and do whatever. I think at the one end, it's 16 years of age is the low end, but again, you know, I love to tell the story of one of our very favorite volunteers who's 91.
And my goodness.
And this man does everything. In fact, they have to stop him from going up on ladders and carrying, you know, things on both shoulders. And so, yeah, we do get a wonderful range, spectrum of volunteers. And you know, if you've never done it, you owe it to yourself to spend a day on a build because you'll have it's very fulfilling personally. It's a lot of fun. And you'll meet some, you know, wonderful people. And you also get to know the families that are actually going to be in these houses because whether you know this or not, they have to do 300 hours of sweat equity. So they're there working on these houses along with their other family members and their friends and their relatives. And there's I did a couple of the profiles for the families that are being profiled, and I was reminded of a wonderful thing. They're in their house a little over 2 years now. It's on Columbia. And the first summer they were in their house, what they did was, and I just thought it was just such a wonderful touch and thing to do, but it really showed their connection to everybody who worked on their house and their appreciation. What they did was they gave this incredible outdoor barbecue, you know, in their new house, in their new backyard. And
for everyone that had worked on the house.
For everyone who had worked on the house.
And for all of the neighbors on that block of Columbia Street.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They put flyers in the doors
Beautiful.
Of all their neighbors, right?
Yeah, and it was really a wonderful event. And it was just, you know, it was one of those special things that it made you realize what it's all about. It all came together, you know, that afternoon, because you had everyone who would work down the house, everyone who was in one way related, and then you had the family who was benefiting from this saying, thank you for what you've done for us. So it's, you know, it's moments like that that really, you know, help you to understand, you know, what we're doing. And this is why everyone owes it to themselves to have this experience. And if you haven't, then it's time you did.
The message has been received.
I also think that whether your family has lived here for generations or whether you've moved here in the last 20 years, one of the things that we have in common in Columbia County is that we all appreciate and enjoy a certain quality of life. And we know that that quality of life is something that we have to preserve and protect and to participate in. So I think I also like the fact that this brings us, this common set of beliefs or this common goal brings us all together. Again, whether you're on a Habitat job site or whether you're working in the ReStore.
Mm-hmm.
And the passive house construction that we've done for the last 6 or 7 years, we've brought in Habitat affiliates from 5 states. We didn't bring them in. They've asked to come in to see the work that we're doing.
Just so people understand, passive, when you're talking about passive houses, you mean?
These are very high-performance energy-efficient homes, and they're basically a super-insulated building. That means that you can heat or cool your house for roughly $35 to $45 a month, as opposed to the more conventional heating costs for a building for 6 months of the year might be $300 to $400 a month. So this is, you know, one of the ways that we offset the fact that the family will be paying higher real estate taxes over time is that we reduce their energy costs, which will then help them have additional money for discretionary expenditures like child care or health insurance. But also, they can put it away to pay taxes as their land increases mm-hmm. in value. But this concept of building these highly energy-efficient houses has begun to get some traction in the Northeast, where the heating bills are so high. So we've had, I think, something like 18 Habitats from 5 states come in to see these houses. And they look at the houses, and they walk the streets. I take them to lunch in Hudson, and they go out to ReStore, and they say, wow, what a great place to live. But they've also been asking all morning, how did you do this and how did you do that? Well, we do that because our volunteers are so engaged. You know, they have so much to offer in ways of not only their labor, but also their professional skills and their engagement with their community. So mm-hmm. I really think that there are 1,200 Habitats nationwide. And I've met directors from maybe 50 or 60 of them. I think we are truly blessed to be in this community and that our affiliate is really a reflection of that community.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's sum up here because there's some important summations, one of which is the Columbia County Habitat for Humanity builds homes for those who are in need and gives them an opportunity to have home ownership when they might not have had it before. We also have ReStore, which is a place to buy items which have been donated,
and that some are gently used, some are brand new, but they're all in good condition and at very good prices.
Yes,
and the proceeds from those sales then go to benefit the construction program.
And ReStore is located where?
At 829 Route 66, which is just north of the intersection of 66 and 9H, and as Peter mentioned, it's open from Tuesday afternoon through Saturday evening.
Which is good to know because that's new since I've been was around.
Yes. And we have one other program which we haven't discussed, which I'll describe briefly. We are working in partnership with the Office of the Aging to assist seniors to stay safely in their homes. So we have what we call a Brush with Kindness program, and we're doing minor repairs and enhancements to a home that will allow a senior to stay longer in their home and to stay safely
that's
in their
wonderful.
Home.
Yep.
And that's a whole other group of volunteers who may not have been interested in home construction or in the ReStore are very engaged with helping elder members of their community stay in their community.
Right. And all of this is going to be supported by an event that's going to be done May 11th at the Hudson Lodge at 601 Union Street from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes.
with wonderful cocktails, great food.
Super hors d'oeuvres.
Signature cocktails.
Signature cocktails.
The best possible company.
Yes.
Dancing.
Dancing. And pop-up stores.
Yeah. All I can say is be there or be square. But if you do come, and you must, then I will save the first dance for you.
Okay. And who could resist that?
And as we'd say in North Carolina, y'all come.
Y'all come. Well, now we're going to say goodbye to Peter and Brenda. Brenda Adams, who is the executive director for Columbia County Habitat for Humanity. Peter Servey, who's the president of the board. Any last thoughts before I say goodbye and move on to a Rosemary Clooney song?
Just, you know, get your tickets as soon as possible because it will sell out. And you don't want to miss this one.
No.
And thank you, Matt, so much for this opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
As soon as I got the card, I went, I've got to be in touch.